Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Should we be recycling medical equipment from the dead? We recycle a lot of things in our society and have taught ourselves to recycle the plastic and recycle the cardboard. What about when people die and they have a pacemaker, defibrillator, or other medical equipment in their bodies? Should we ever think about recycling that? Well, some physicians are already doing it. They're breaking the law, but they're doing it. I know a couple of physicians in the United States who, in their spare time, will call up a funeral home and say, has somebody died there who has a pacemaker? And they'll then go over, get the permission of the family, remove it before the body is buried or cremated, and try to clean it, try to make sure its battery life is pretty good, and then they'll look for someone to bring it to a poor country. Often India is the destination for many of these recycled medical devices. Now in India, very few people who are poor could ever afford a pacemaker. They may need one, but the poorest of the poor in India certainly aren't going to pay the price of $6,000 to $12,000 to get a new one. So this is a situation where the desperately poor wind up getting medical equipment that they couldn't otherwise get. Still, it's risky. When you recycle a medical device, there is some danger that in trying to clean it, you're going to damage it, and that could cause a problem. With these medical devices, it would be fatal if they didn't work right. You also have no standardized protocol for how to clean one of these things. So as much as the physicians who are engaged in this practice in the U.S. try to be careful and clean everything in sterilizing solutions and so on, we don't have an agreed upon protocol. Every medical device has stamped on it single use only. The industry doesn't like recycling, sure, partly because they'd rather sell a new device than sell used ones, but it's partly because we, the American people, are so very risk averse that we've sent the message to the FDA, we're not going to tolerate any kind of risk associated with recycling. The interesting question is, though, if we could agree that it is possible to be very, very, very safe in recycling equipment, couldn't we get the FDA to come up with a set of protocols, standards, that would allow for the recycling of medical devices? I think we could, and I think we should. Certainly very poor people overseas, relative to the tiny risks of recycling, to the great benefits they could get, it makes some sense. Even in the United States, sadly, there are people poor enough who might say, given the copay costs, given what's out there, given the escalating prices, I'd take a reused device and take my chances over getting a brand new one if it's the difference for me between getting something and getting nothing. Now, we haven't hit that point yet in American medicine, but the day may come where those kinds of choices start to become something that the very, very poor or those with minimal coverage would have to face. So I think the recycling option is tricky, I think it's difficult, but I think it's possible if we could get, if you will, less than a hobby, less than an individual practice, something that would be a national strategy and a national policy. We could certainly do a lot of good overseas, we might do a bit of good in this country. That seems to me to be a risk-benefit worth taking. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.